Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Grow Squad, how are you? Hope you're doing well. I don't know when you listen to this podcast, but it drops every Wednesday at about 9 or 10 o'clock a.m., depending on how I feel. But nonetheless, so glad you've joined in. So glad you've tuned in. Listen, I've tried my best to be a little bit formal with the podcast, but this year, I think I'm going to let my hair down. You know, I don't have much hair, right? But I think we're just going to have a casual conversation, dialogue, because you know what? This is not something where I am preaching to you. I'm not coming at you as if I'm some kind of master, some kind of professor, somebody who's got it all figured out. I'm coming at you with insight as to things that have happened in my life that may be happening in your life. We can talk about it. You can drop comments. You can drop questions. You can send me a DM. You can email me, whatever you want to do. Guess what? Don't miss this. Lean in. If you're listening on audio, if you're watching via video, lean in. Check this out. We're family. Hope it doesn't shock you. We're family. And with family, we can talk, we can dialogue, we can go back and forth. Check this out. I want to learn from you, and I hope that I have something that will help you along the way. I hope you're doing well. Hope the family is doing well. We're going to pray and get right into it today. God, we thank you for today. Thank you for my friend. Thank you for my family. Yeah, thank you for the Grow Squad family. Thank you for all that is happening in my friend's life. I pray that you would lead them, you would guide them, you would order their steps. They would know that you're with them every single moment of the day in your name. Amen. Today, I want to remind you about that book, my book, Go Grow Glow, that children's book. In fact, the month of February, I get a chance to, well, this does drop in February, sorry. In the month of February, toward the end of this month, I will get an opportunity to sit down at a public library and do my very first reading. Yeah, story time for kids utilizing my book, Go Grow Glow. In fact, if you haven't gotten the book yet, shame on you. No, I'm just messing with you, but go ahead and get it. I was on Amazon, on my website. And one of the key things, in fact, there are a lot of people who have, I don't know if they've been surprised. They've kind of given me a compliment on, hey, thank you for including the discussion questions at the end. That really broadens it. That allows the conversation to continue even after the last words of the actual book have been written. So thank you for your support. Keep supporting me. Let other people know not only about the podcast. Please do that. Please subscribe, share, but also let them know about the book and other things that are happening as we move down, as we move further along the way. Today, what to do when you feel lost? Yeah. That's a topic, I think, of interest to a lot of people, because even though we're in a new year, even though we have new energy, some of us, it's now getting toward the second month of the year, and some people are losing their steam, some people are losing their energy, and some people are feeling lost already. What do you do when you feel lost? In fact, let me ask you a critical question. Have you ever been lost? Check it out. I am not a guru in terms of directions. Thank God for Waze. Thank God for Google Maps. Thank God. Even before all of these things came up. In fact, when I was a little kid, we used to take these little trips to a campsite for our yearly vacation, which is kind of interesting now that I think back, because we would go to Lone Star Camp. Those who are watching who know about Lone Star Camp in Athens, Texas, we would take trips there. And I can remember there was no MapQuest. There was no internet. There was no opportunity for us to pull down the directions. My family had to go buy a map and would map out how to get there. In fact, if you're my age, right, you remember this. There were days where you would be driving down the road and you would get lost and you would actually pull over and ask somebody at the gas station, somebody in a local store, hey, how do I get to highway so-and-so? Where is street so-and-so? You've been lost before. And sometimes in life, when you're lost, you have several options. You can either get comfortable being lost. Yeah, I can lean in right there because sometimes people are okay not being okay. And they'll get comfortable being lost because sometimes when you're lost, you kind of maybe sometimes you bump into some stuff that will, I don't know, open your eyes to some different things. I don't know why sometimes people like the feeling of being lost. And I'll just be honest, we family. I can remember at a time in my life where I would be upset, disappointed, angry. And I can remember taking long drives. Let me be transparent with you. I didn't prepare this way, but let me go this direction. I can remember taking long drives in my car and getting lost on purpose to some extent. It's almost like I would say, let me see where this road is going to take me. Then I would get to the four-way stop, and I'm like, oh, I've never seen this part of the city or this part of the wherever I was. And I would make a left, and I would keep going down, and I would discover new territory. I would discover new places. I would discover new parts of the town. So sometimes when you're lost, you can actually use being lost as an opportunity to explore new things, explore new horizons. But most people who are lost don't really get that out of their opportunity of being lost. Now, how can you be lost? Sometimes people are lost emotionally, out of touch with their feelings. You've been hurt so much, you don't know how to feel. Sometimes people are lost spiritually. They haven't tapped into that source of power. For those that rock with me, you know I believe in God, right? And so sometimes people and whatever your beliefs are, sometimes you got to tap into the source to get back on track. But sometimes people are lost because they've forgotten their purpose. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people try their hand at everything but the right thing. Have you ever seen somebody, if you've gone to college, that every semester they got a new major? It's like, oh, I thought you were majoring in psychology. Oh, I switched. I'm doing business management now. Oh, no, I'm switched. I'm pre-law. Oh, I switched. They're trying to figure it out. No, there's nothing wrong with that. Unless you're wasting time and money. I get it. Sometimes people need to take hard turns or they get exposed to something else that they weren't familiar with. Sometimes a professor is like, you know what? I know that you're going down this route. Have you considered this? I get that. But at a certain point, you got to ask yourself, wow, what am I really doing? Now, I jotted down some notes here that I want to give to you because I think they are important for us to have to mentally understand what it means to be lost. Studies are showing now that nearly 70% of people, that 7 out of 10, at some point in their life, they felt lost. 7 out of 10 people, at some point in their lives, they got to a point where they said, you know what? I don't know where I'm going. I have no clue where I am. Please, somebody help me get back on track. Please, somebody help me. Help me understand that, hey, with the road I'm going down, have you ever seen somebody who was so lost, hear me out, that they felt to themselves as they're digging themselves in a deeper ditch, in a deeper hole, in a deeper pickle? You see them spiraling out of control. They're so lost that they can't help themselves. There's a guy in my neighborhood. It's so interesting because If you're from my block, people have this running joke of how it's not even a joke. It's kind of reality that oftentimes people who are taking care of themselves seem to pass away prematurely. But then individuals who are crackheads, that's in my neighborhood. For those that may not be from my neighborhood, drug users, right? We crackheads on my block. Some of them live forever, right? It's like they're lost. They don't have anything outside of their drug use all day long. And it seems as if they it's like God gives them extended time to try to figure it out. I never prayed about this. I don't know that that's the answer, but it seems like sometimes in life, people get extra time who are lost because God knows that they need more time to kind of figure things out to get back on course. The Institute of Psychology reveals that a staggering 60% of adults settle. Hear me out. They settle in life because they don't have the correct direction or a compass in life that shows them a better way. Lost. Let me run that back. 60% of adults settle. So settle for mediocre jobs, settle in relationships, settle with regard to their professional prowess and those things that they do to put themselves in position, education-wise, training-wise. 60% of adults settle with, okay, I'm good, because they've lost their sense of passion, purpose, and they don't know where to turn next. So what is purpose? What is purpose? Understand this, purpose is more than just a buzzword. And if you feel lost as you're listening to this episode, as you're watching this episode, if you feel lost, know this, purpose is not just some buzzword. It's the reason you get out of bed every morning. Oh, come on, Hamilton. Listen, purpose is not just some cute, nice, oh, I'm looking for purpose in life. No, purpose is the reason why I put my 2 feet on the ground every morning. The reason why I say, you know what? While I feel tired, let me get up and chase purpose. Or not so much chase purpose, because purpose actually chases you down, but I'm going to chase the direction that purpose is taking me. Purpose is why you get up. You know, I get up every morning. And my first purpose, of course, is to have my alone time with God. But after that, I get direction, and I know that there are people who are on the other side of my camera, who are on the other side of my voice, who need some hope, who need some encouragement. And like I said before, this year, I mean, there's been a lot of me through training and upbringing that has kind of bottled up, kind of compartmentalized, I should say, the different parts of me. As you know, for the better part of my adult life, I served as a traditional church pastor. So there are some things that I did not open up or let people in on about my life or how I handle my gifts, because I felt it was taboo. It was like, okay, you're wired one way. The people expect one thing. So all you can do is operate this one way. Now, I have a sense of humor. I like to have fun in life. There are some gifts that were not on display in that particular role. So this year, I'm pulling out all the stops. I'm talking about behind the scenes. I'm talking about getting some footage and understanding of where I am. Because, listen, I realize that people are motivated, they're encouraged, they're inspired in different ways. And who am I to hold back how I can inspire you, because I'm afraid that, oh, that's not acceptable. Oh, I'm afraid that, oh, because you think that I can only operate in my gifting with a microphone and a Bible, then all of a sudden, if I operate outside of that, then no. I'm being true to my calling. And I want you to be true to your calling. And sometimes your purpose will be packaged in different ways. Has anybody ever seen a group of kids who maybe got the same gift, but in different gift wrapping? Right. The inside was the same. They got the same toy. It was the same function, the same remote control. But the people use different wrapping to wrap the gift. So once you figure out why you get up every morning, and I ain't talking about your alarm clock. I'm not talking about somebody snoring next to you. That's why you woke up. No. What is it that gets you up without your alarm clock? I was blown away. I was getting my hair cut last week, and my barber and I were having a conversation, and he kind of surprised me when we began to talk about his gift of barbering, of cutting hair. And he said, man, you know, some people think that I cut hair for money. I said, well, I got to pay you. He said, yeah, but I don't cut hair just for money. I cut hair because if I didn't get paid, I would cut hair. He said, the reason why I charge for it is because I got bills. I got to buy new equipment. I got to pay booth rent. I've got to make sure I keep my licensure where it needs to be. There's training that I have to do. It costs money to stay in business. He said, but I love this craft so much. I love the fact that I'm able to stand behind this chair, cut people's hair, have conversations that are deep, have conversations that are motivating. I'm able to give advice. I'm able to receive advice. I cut little kids' hair who I can pour into them. I cut old men's hair who have lived life, who are giving me some nuggets about how to be a man, how to be a better person, how to be a better human. Some people get it twisted, he said. But I cut hair because I feel like this was a God-given talent, a God-given gift, and I'm walking in my purpose. What is it that you can do? What is it that you do? What is it that you wake up to do every morning that you can say to yourself, man, wow, I'm blessed to get paid, but what would I do with this gift and this urge and this pull in this direction if I weren't getting paid for it? Would I still love it? Let's figure out this year. What is it that you're passionate about that you can say to yourself, you know what? I'm getting paid to do it. I'm loving it. But even if I weren't getting paid to do this, I may do something else for payment, but I would still do this because it impacts lives. I'm able to make income, but more than income, this thing that this purpose that I'm walking in allows me to impact other people. So here it is. Here are three. If you're still trying to figure out what purpose looks like for you, let me give you these three quick points, and I will get out of your way and let you go on about your wonderful day doing what it is that you are purposed to do. Here are three ways you can find purpose this year. Number one, reflect on your values and your passion. Your purpose has to align with your values, talking about your morals, your principles in life. And if it doesn't align with that, then that's probably not what you should be running after and engaging in and doing. If it doesn't align with your values and if it doesn't align with your passion, you got to question yourself. You got to ask yourself, why would God give me a purpose in life that doesn't align? Well, he wouldn't is my belief. But you got to ask yourself, if I'm up here operating outside of my principles, my standards, my values, and I'm calling this my purpose, maybe I'm out of order. But number two, if you're going to run after your purpose this year, just like me driving down that highway, driving down those roads, not knowing sometimes where I'm going, you've got to learn how to embrace new experiences. Because sometimes your purpose will open up a whole different ball game for you and for your life. And if you're stuck on what you're stuck on, if you're stuck in one mode, if you only have one gear, that new experience may not feel the same for you. And then lastly, if you're going to walk in your purpose, In fact, this might be the most powerful of the three. You got to find your purpose in connecting with other people. In fact, Dr. Brené Brown shows in her research that vulnerability and connection are crucial in finding purpose. She says, and I quote, engage in conversations, join groups that align with your interests, share your thoughts and your feelings there, and you'll be surprised at how much you can learn from others and how collaborative experiences can help clarify your own path. So in 2025, I mean, you tried it last year to figure it out on your own. Maybe that's not what you're supposed to do. Maybe you've been called to collaborate and connect with others. You know, we're social creatures. So sometimes you've got to step out of what you know, what you're comfortable with, and say, you know what? Let me try something new this year. I need to find my purpose. Time is flying. Time is passing me by. I don't want my life to pass, because you know that the place that has the most unrealized potential is the graveyard. There's so many books that could have been written. There's so many poems that could have been shared. There's so many songs that should have been written, but people thought they had more time. They put it on a back burner and they passed away. In fact, go back to the last episode. Go back to the last episode back in the third week in January. This was two episodes ago, I should say. And I've got an episode called Don't Die With Your Dreams. This ain't trying to scare you, but when you were born, We were on our way, right? Every single day, we're one step closer to when time will end for us. So while you've got breath in your body, figure out your purpose, chase purpose, and live life to the fullest. Thank you all for tuning in today. I hope that you've already liked. If you haven't liked this episode, go ahead and like, go ahead and subscribe. People always ask me, why should I share? Once again, your share matters. Oh, my share is not important. Every share matters. You know why? There are people out there who won't know that this episode exists if you don't share. There are people out there in your community that who don't know Eugene Hamilton, who don't know about the Eugene Hamilton podcast, and they need to hear this message, and they're counting on your share, right, to get that thing out. So again, thank you so much for your support. Thank you already for going to EugeneHamilton.org and getting your copy or copies of Go Grow Glow, my brand new children's book that is already impacting lives across the nation. And I'm ready for that thing also to blow across the water and impact the globe. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Don't forget to go. Don't forget to grow. And don't forget to glow. That's my time. Peace.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.